This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I actually have a big talking stick for Jennifer and Victoria.
Doug, I fell for that once. Someone said, lady talking to my stick, and I did, and man.
Different sort of thing. Have you ever used a talking stick? Any of you?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
You have?
No, I don't know what it is.
You've never heard of a talking stick?
Is that a microphone?
A tool. Well, it could be, actually. It's a tool used when you are...
Oh, God, wait a second. This isn't one of your woo-hoo things, is it, where you're in a group therapy situation and someone hands you the stick and that means it's only your time to talk? That is. Oh, no. That is so funny that you know about a talking stick.
Is that what it really is?
Of course it is. He's quiet. Because he's not holding the talking stick. I am. So suck it.
Yeah, but your 2 minutes is almost up.
All right. Am I right?
Well, you're close to it. It's a way of oftentimes used by couples, but it can be used in any circumstance when you have a disagreement or misunderstanding or you need to be heard and you think maybe you're not being heard. So I was thinking how appropriate the talking stick would be here on this program for me when I feel like I'm being overshadowed or overpowered by Victoria, Jennifer, and Kara. From time to time, that might happen. Yeah, it's a very useful tool. I came upon it a few years ago. I think it's a very useful tool.
And if you don't like what people say, you can remember to use it. Talking stick.
No, right. Get him with a talking stick. All right. This is a time. Dr. Ken's going to join us in a few minutes with some updates on important medical information here. In the meantime, those of you who are enjoying a vacation, trying to spread out the goodness, get you to think about ways that you can make the feeling last and last and last. If you're on vacation or you're planning vacation, perhaps you might want to look out for fakers or faking. Thousands of tourists visit sites around the world every year because they believe they are steeped in history. I am here to help you realize that there are some places that you might be visiting that you're being taken for a ride, if you know what I mean. One example is Juliet's Balcony in Italy. Every year, lots and lots, thousands and thousands of people who are Shakespeare fans flock to this balcony where supposedly Romeo and Juliet confessed to their undying love. Problem is, there was no balcony in the play, and there were no balconies that existed in Shakespeare's time. So if you're going to Italy, and it says the tour guide says, we're going to take you to Juliet of Romeo and Juliet's balcony, you might want to catch a bus for some other place.
It's kind of like going to Plymouth Rock. When you're right, at Plymouth Rock, and it's just like a rock,
nothing.
And you're like, wait.
The Sherlock Holmes
carved
Museum at 221 B Baker Street in London. In the theory, the museum is located at one of the most famous addresses in literature, 221B Baker Street, but the address doesn't exist. Didn't when Sherlock and John Watson supposedly lived there from 1881 to 1904. So if somebody takes you to 221B, I remember being taken there. Oh, that's where Sherlock Holmes lived, right?
Did you know at the time that it wasn't real?
No.
No.
All right, let's see. Where else should you not go if somebody says, take a trip to the prehistoric wall in Cuba? This is a popular stop for sightseeing buses that do day trips now that Americans are coming back in droves. Visitors pay $15 to see a large mural on a boulder. Only problem? It was painted in 1961. Nothing prehistoric about it at all. And then Jennifer says Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock is a big joke.
Yeah.
It's not.
Horrible. Yeah, I was so excited to go there and then just wildly disappointed.
Yeah, there's nothing there. Well, there is a small rock that's on a hard place.
I'm sorry, what? Are you clapping for yourself?
I am.
That was pretty good.
He's giving himself a slow clap.
You gave yourself back the talking stick.
Oh, well, it's obvious nobody else wants to take advantage of that situation. So anyway, one other thing before we pause for Dr. Ken. The story about Elon Musk and his cars, the Tesla, what a great car. There's been another accident in a Tesla, and this is a fellow who puts the car in autopilot and then it crashes into a wall or something. Hello, folks.
Hello.
When you put a plane into autopilot, that doesn't mean the pilot, you know, like bails out. The pilot's still sitting in the seat looking at what's going on, watching what's going on. So the fact that you think this is how silly this all is, frankly, you're going to have autopilot, so you're going to pay no attention. You're going to sit in the driver's seat and watch the car as it crashes into the guardrail. And people are taking shots at Tesla. What are you taking shots at Tesla for? We're taking shots at Musk. No! You're stupid if you think you're going to get into a car at this day and age, especially when they haven't really done anything. These are all they're prototypes. And I think if it doesn't say, they have to have all kinds of liability things on it that says, you know, don't do this or, you know, take it into your own hands or whatever it is. You take responsibility. So, you know, maybe fun to test them a little bit. How is it much different than cruise control? I'm thinking at this point,
well, cruise control, just you still need to steer, right?
Right, yeah. Well, what they're saying here is that you should still steer these cars. Now, Here's a new one. Elon Musk says he wants to cut city traffic with a self-driving bus. Tesla Mobility Service. Musk says he has an idea for something which is not exactly on the top of people's minds. He just says this is a project. If we're going to use autonomous vehicles, then why wouldn't we have autonomous trucks, autonomous buses?
I'll take it. It would probably be better than the bus drivers here in D.C.
Is that so? All right. Food for thought. Lots of food for thought here. Dr. Ken Kronos joins us in a moment with the story about popular sunscreens. Be careful. Stand by.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Know-how. Napa has the family of Castro motor oils on sale starting at $3.39 a quart for conventional. So if you drive a family hauler, a cruiser, a grocery getter, a midlife crisis mobile, a clunker, a sweet van, or anything else you don't have to plug in at night, Napa has a Castro oil on sale for you starting at $3.39 a quart. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/16.
16 past the hour. Time for us now to visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, our popular conventional cardiologist. I like that, Ken. That's pretty good, the alliteration. Conventional cardiologist.
I like the word popular, though.
Well, you are popular.
Yeah.
And the idea that Ken's information is based on research and evidence and stuff.
Real facts.
We dance around that in science from time to time and evidence and that sort of stuff. But this is good food for thought. First idea has to do with sunscreen. screens and whether they are effective. You've talked a lot about this over the years. I know we think that vitamin D3, which comes from the sun, needs to have its way. So you've said don't use sunscreens, I think, in the past. To some people, right, who have asked questions about them?
Let me give you the update on sunscreens, because everyone needs to know three facts about your sunscreen. You need to be looking at the labels. And this comes out of JAMA Dermatology Medical Journal this week. Dermatologists, skin doctors, Doug, are often asked to recommend sunscreens, and dermatologists advise that your sunscreen has three characteristics. So everybody listen up, looking at your bottle or tube. It needs to be labeled broad-spectrum protection. That's against UVA and UVB rays. And these are the new labels that you're seeing this year. Has a sun protection factor, SPF, of 30 or higher, and is water-resistant. And only 40% of the most popular purchased sunscreens meet these criteria. So three things. It says broad-spectrum protection on it. It has SPF of 30 or higher, and it's water-resistant.
Huh. All right. How many people here use sunscreen? Jennifer, use sunscreen?
You should. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very fair skin.
Tons of it. And every 2 hours, you need to re-put it on from head to toe.
Victoria, you're very fair-skinned as well.
Yes, so I like to call it fashionably fair. I do it on purpose.
Yes.
Yes, no, I slather my face in 50-plus broad
Absolutely.
Spectrum.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any tanning is unhealthy, Doug. Any reddening, you know, the old feeling that if you look tan, you look healthy, that is so out the door.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. All right, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has approved its first fully dissolvable stent. How are these used? You're a cardiologist. You must have these around your patients all over the place.
Well, this is pretty neat. Having grown up in the stenting world, you know, the ability to open up blood vessels without having to open up your body, just doing it through a tube. And the FDA announced this week the first coronary stent to be gradually absorbed by the body, Doug. It's been approved by the FDA. It's called the Absorb GT1 Bioresorbable Vascular Scaffold System.
Boy, say that mouthful. Again, please. Try that one more time.
It's the Absorb GT1 Bioresorbable Vascular Scaffold System, BVS. It's absorbed within about 3 years. The stent, a hollow mesh tube designed to prop open a formerly clogged artery, also releases an antibiotic drug to limit the growth of scar tissue.
You okay now? Like you were running out of
No, breath. Absolutely. This is very exciting. These things just go away. You know, people always imagine having these foreign bodies in their body forever. This dissolves.
All right. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the blood flow expert. I don't know if expert is the right way of putting it, but certainly when it comes to getting blood flow around your body, which is important to Dr. Ken as a cardiologist, healthy circulation, et cetera, depends on what happens with your blood flow, and you really get that blood flow going if you're using Super Beats.
Absolutely. There's a third important gas in your body besides oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's nitric oxide. And you need this very important gas to help the blood vessels to relax, to let the oxygen through. And you need to continuously remake nitric oxide. You need the basic building blocks and these biological nitrates. The best way to get them, my favorite way, is through these Super Beats. It's a way to get a big jolt of nitric oxide when you're working out, or instead of those caffeinated beverages, or if you need to get the tank level up, get that Neo 40, but also make sure you check with their saliva test your level of nitric oxide so you know which one you need.
All right. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beats free when you order the first time around. Feel the results or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. One more time. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Dr. Ken will be taking your calls in the next hour. Should you care to ask him about your health issues, 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go?
The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Of the world. That group includes me, people I'm close to, and also Sherilyn Sarkisian, a.k.a. Cher, the pop icon, sent a rep to oversee improvements to the plight of a lonely elephant in Pakistan. The elephant was in a zoo there. She became aware of this elephant's problem when pictures of same showed up. Apparently, he only has a dilapidated shed for shelter in the zoo and a small, dirty pond. So, which was all over social media. She sent somebody to Islamabad to check on this elephant who's been on chains for 27 of his 29 years. That's where it would start for me. So what they are trying to do is get him unchained. Cher has been tweeting his fellow Mark Crown, or Cown, sorry, C-O-W-N-E, went there, told the newspaper locally Cher would soon launch an international campaign to help elephants in captivity, which sounds like a worthwhile effort. That'd be something I'd want to support. Anyway, the caretaker said they never heard of Cher or her music. We're grateful for her help. She's not number one in Pakistan? Hard to believe. Huh? Does music in places like that get translated? Like, do they just have local
Well,
acts?
You know, when I was in the Czech Republic, it was really strange because there's both, I think, to answer your question. There was when we were in a cab, I heard a lot of American songs, and then I heard a beat of something that sounded awfully familiar, but it was in Czech. So I think maybe yes and no. I think, you know, depending
on the song. Polka beat?
No, they don't even like polkas in the Czech Republic. My dad kept going, where do we find the polka bands? And everybody was like, okay, old man.
Yeah, right. Nice going, pal.
You don't.
Miranda Lambert had a bed and breakfast. It's closed down. Rural Oklahoma. She's closed her clothing boutique in the town where she used to live with Blake Shelton. Time to move on. There was a notice on its website, the Ladysmith Bed and Breakfast closed because of being under new management. Changing it over. And she had
Doesn't want to be in Oklahoma anymore, right?
No.
So she moved to Oklahoma to be with Blake. So she has some stores and stuff in Texas where she's from. But when she moved to Shmongo, Oklahoma, she had the Pink Pistol, which was one of her stores. She had a bed and breakfast. And now, I mean, it's got to be kind of weird to be in your husband's hometown. So she's been pulling out slowly but surely.
See you later, alligator.
But, you know, the cool thing about Pink Pistol is that Blake actually bought the place from her. And rumor is he's going to put in, like, a restaurant, you know, tavern kind of place there. So
people see him a lot, right, around town?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely part of the town.
Are they getting along, at least? Are they talking?
Tweet. I mean, I don't know, but they tweet each other quite a bit, and they seem to be supportive. But you know, that's awesome.
Later this month, Justin Timberlake is going to have the Teen Choice Decade Award in his hands. Started out in NSYNC, right, Jen?
Yes, of course.
Right. He's going to get the recognition award because of his constant evolution as an artist over the past 10 years. I think he's quite a talented fellow. He's a pretty good actor.
He's great.
As well. As being, he's married to
Jessica Biel.
That's right too.
Or her friends call her Hot Stuff. That's right.
Hot Stuff. Yeah. All right. So that's Sunday, July 31st, and a broadcast on Fox. He gets that award. Music and information. 28 past the hour.
Ethanol advocates played the celebrity card at a recent hearing regarding biofuels. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
When the EPA heard testimony last month on its proposed biofuels volumes for next year, the pro-ethanol speakers included Arlington, Iowa farmer Chris Soles.
It's important for consumers to understand the benefits of renewable fuels, in that they are cleaner burning and they're renewable, and that we're not having to go to Middle Eastern countries for our fuel sources.
Soles gained fame for his appearances in reality TV shows like The Bachelor and Dancing with the Stars.
All of the Midwest has seen benefits from it, and it's provided jobs in smaller communities that struggle. And you know, I see it around me every day. Small communities become smaller, and renewable fuels have provided a source of income for people who live in those communities.
More tomorrow for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Our friends, Doug, Jen, Victoria, on the Good Day program. Officially, I cannot force them to be happy at work. There was a pronouncement last month. Many of you may have seen it. An employer was trying to keep the people at work happy by telling them to be happy.
You will be happy.
You'll be happy when you come to work. I want to see a smile on your face.
Or you're
I want
out of
more
here.
Productivity. Or you're fired. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work too well that way. It could work. I suppose you could try it. But no, not particularly. A good way to get things. Just to be yourself around folks one way or another. They'll like you or not for who you are. And
it's more fun to force people, though. Let's be honest.
Is it really? Yeah. All right. Is there... I'm trying to figure out a little combo thing here. Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas were at Boston's fireworks display this week. And I see, looking around at some of the sites where they sell tickets, that they're performing together. Are they an item?
No, never, they're just on tour together. They're very good friends.
Are they? Their music is obviously compatible. What is there about
yes.
the music that
poppy.
Would be?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
it.
Pop, top 40.
Uh-huh. You know, I'm awfully happy to hear that Leonardo DiCaprio is dating a model, by the way.
Yeah, he never does.
Change
so,
of pace.
You know,
yeah.
he's breaking his mold, yeah. which is
It's right. good to try new things.
Yeah.
I was reading a funny article before we move on from Leo, by the way. I can't remember if it was Cosmo or Us Weekly, but they had taken Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriends over the years. And, like, when he was 20, he was dating a 20-year-old. And then when he was 25, he was dating a 19-year-old. And then when he was 30, like, as he's gotten older, his model girlfriends have gotten, like, way significantly younger. It was very...
So how old is Leo now?
He's 39?
I was 40? Close to 40 anyway, yeah. How do you meet people like that? How do you just, I mean, because they're stars, they pick up the phone and say, their agent, find me this person?
You can have an agent find them, or you have big parties and you tell the people that help you plan the party to stock it with,
make
you know, it's like going to fish in a stocked pond. You know, you add a lot of trout to it.
Or a stacked pond. That's a little sexist comment. Yes. So we'll just keep moving right along. Somebody please explain to me this hubbub about Donald Trump and the Twitter meltdown bringing Frozen into his world. What is
this?
I don't. What is this?
Okay,
about?
So Donald Trump, I'll just take you back through it, right?
Yeah.
So Donald Trump releases, I think maybe last week, he releases a tweet with.
Is this him doing it himself or somebody doing it for him?
I'm sure someone must have done the meme for him, but it was about Hillary and it had a star on it that said crooked Hillary or, you know, lie, whatever it is. There was some message about, but it had a star. And so then he got attacked on social media for using this star because it was the Star of David. And is he so stupid? Ooh. He didn't know it was a Star of David. But it was one of the stock stars that you can use, you know, when you make them on Word, basically.
Yeah.
So he changes it. He makes it a circle. And, you know, it's still this controversy. Well, he releases just overnight a picture of a Frozen, you know, the Disney movie Frozen, a picture of the coloring book. And his tweet is, where is the outrage for this Disney book? Is this the Star of David also? Dishonest media, hashtag Frozen. And it's a picture of a Frozen coloring book. And there is the same star shape that he used with 50 stickers inside the star. So now that's erupting. People are trying to come up with jokes, you know, let it go, since that's the big line from Frozen and, you know, that kind of thing. Do you want to build a straw man? That was Hillary Clinton's response. So, yeah.
So, he and Hillary Clinton are... He and Hillary Clinton are twittering back and forth to each other, tweeting back and forth to each other.
Or their people.
This is why the debate is going to be so awesome. Like, even though we don't do a lot of politics here, that debate is going to be like, I don't know, the biggest pay-per-view event ever. It's going to be Popcorn City, because they're already tweeting each other. It's already ramping up.
So they can do that and then do it during the course of whatever event there may be.
Yeah.
I just wish they would stop with the stupid nitpicking and just talk about real issues that people really care about. We don't care about a coloring book or how clever a meme is, you know, on both sides. Like, just stop it. This stuff is so dumb and petty, and it should be beneath us as Americans.
Yeah.
That's making America great. Everyone, like, let's rise to a new level, and let's talk about real issues.
Here's a new level. A fellow in Israel, I'm talking to the Israelis about going there and spending a week or so around Christmas time. I'd love to be in the Holy City at Christmas. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be neat.
Yeah. So anyway, a fellow in Israel doesn't want God to answer his prayers, so he's filed a restraining order against God. David Shoshan, appearing in a courtroom in Haifa, which is where Uri lives. I got to say, remind me to save this for Uri, will you please, tomorrow, Kara? He is demanding that God stop interfering in his life. Told the court that over the last 3 years, God has been very negative toward him. Through court documents, there were no specifics. Said he has tried numerous times to get a restraining order through the police department against God, but in response only received 10 police visits over a 36-month period. That's why this time he tried to go through the court instead. Court documents note that God did not present himself at the hearing. People are that crazy? Are there there really are people that are that crazy. Crazy. Unbelievable. All right.
You know what? And they do it to get talked about. And then we talk about them. I don't know. I mean, why else do you do something like that? How ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're a fellow young 13-year-old kid threatened by the police. He went into a convenience store to buy a package of gum. And he used a $2 bill. And the store clerk said, we don't accept $2 bills. And the kid said, why? What's the matter with a $2 bill? He said, well, they don't make them anymore. We don't use them.
Oh, boy.
And so he said, but I don't have any other money. And I want to buy this whatever it is. And so apparently he kept asking the clerk why he couldn't use his $2 bill. Clerk was Pakistani or, you know, not Native American, so he didn't understand. He thought the kid was threatening him. So he called the police. The police came to the convenience store and said, "We are going to arrest you if you don't stop trying to pass a bogus bill."
Oh, boy.
He's using a $2 bill.
People,
I have a $2 bill in my wallet for good luck.
I love getting $2 bills because you never get them anymore.
Yeah.
No. Every once in a while you see them, but, you know, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
At the swap meet, at the Rose Bowl here in California that I will go to every once in a while, the admission is like $3 or something. And so when you hand them a $5 bill, typically they give you back a $2 bill. That's the only place I know that regularly uses.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I haven't seen a $2 bill in circulation for a long, long time.
Yep.
They are cool. The fun of being in July, the fun of being in the summertime. I remember the old song, "Hot Times, Summer in the City." Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. None of you probably remember that.
I knew that song. I just didn't know what the words.
I used to listen to that song all the time.
Did you really?
Yeah, huh. It was on an album that my dad had. I always listened to it.
I always like being compared to your father.
I know.
In the
you're actually probably older than her dad, right?
Yeah, that's even better, Jennifer. Thank you.
Well, I'm guessing.
Excuse me. In a moment, everything you need to know for fun in the sun, summer snacks, more on the sunscreen material that Dr. Ken was telling us about. So if you want to have fun for summer 2016, the guide's up next here.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Do you want to learn English for free? Visit usalearns.org. Our free website offers hundreds of interesting videos and educational activities for learning English online. More than 7 million people around the world have used USA Learns to increase their job opportunities and improve their lives. Use your computer, laptop, or tablet and start learning English today for free at usalearns.org.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. There are many things that make summer great. Camping trips, barbecues, getaways to the beach. Trying to avoid pesky mosquito bites? Not so great. It's National Mosquito Control Awareness Week, and the bug experts at the SC Johnson Entomology Research Center have a few tips and tricks to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes this summer. Be sure to wear light-colored, breezy fabrics that allow you to cover up while keeping cool. Use personal repellents with DEET or Picaridin. They are the best line of defense from mosquito bites when outdoors. Always make sure to read and follow all directions for repellents carefully. Don't forget to repair the screens on windows and doors to keep mosquitoes out of your house. Outside, make sure to remove any standing water from fountains, bird baths, and buckets where mosquitoes may breed. Lastly, remember some mosquitoes are most active during the day, so be sure to take extra precautions when you're out in the sun. For more tips, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
44 past the hour. Joining us again now is a lady who's been on before helping us have fun. And I think maybe we're in that mood, in that mode. Abaha Tektashian is here with an overview of things for the summertime. I was actually focused earlier, Abaha, on how to make the feeling last. You go on vacation, you come back. What do you do? I suggested that you put on a board at work, maybe on your computer, the tickets to something that you saw that was great, or a menu from a restaurant that you experienced that was great, or you went into some wonderful little coffee shop and you have the receipt for that. You can almost smell the coffee. That sort of thing. Am I on the right path?
Yeah. I mean, summertime is the time of year where you really want to kind of indulge and have fun and really take advantage of the weather, the opportunity to hang out with your friends and family and, you know, go to parties and throw parties and just enjoy this time.
One of the doctors that's associated with this program has been talking this week about sunscreens. Apparently, this is something the more popular sunscreens are not as effective. And the ladies that are here on the program with me, fair-skinned as they are, we're interested in what the right sunscreen. So I might ask your opinion of that and compare it to the doctor's.
Sure. I think, you know, what we do know is that sunscreen what we do know is that the sun can be very damaging and very dangerous. Not only can it potentially, you know, cause you to get skin cancer, but, you know, for other reasons as well, it kind of accelerates the aging process as well. So in order to really protect yourself, you do want to use some precautions. So I do, of course, really believe that sunscreen is important. I think you have your options as far as what kind of sunscreen you want to use. A lot of different, magazines will test sunscreens. Consumer Reports likes to test sunscreens. So just do your research and see what works for you and your family. I always use, no matter what, I use a sunscreen on my face every day of the year because, you know, my face is always exposed to the sun, whether it's winter or summer. And the rest of the year, always use at least an SPF 30 if you're going to be out in the sun doing yard work or laying out, going to the beach. I think the bottom line is sunscreen does work, and it's better than using nothing at all. So you just need to do your background research.
One of the things in the research you will find is that the sun provide you with natural vitamin D3,
right.
Something that
right.
we need more of, most of us. So you don't want to protect yourself from the sun all the time. You'd like to get as much natural vitamin D as you can. So then you figure out, okay, how long can I have that exposure before I have to slither, or whatever that term is. yourself with sunscreen. What do you know about that?
Well, what I do know is you can get vitamin D from, you know, eating the right food, drinking milk, you know, having a lot of dairy. But I do agree that a little bit of sun every day is good. But, you know, we're just making sure that people don't lay out in the sun for prolonged periods of time. Because especially if you do have fair skin, or you have mold, or you have skin cancer in your family. I mean, these are all things that can really, you know, be a detriment to your health. So, of course, get the vitamin D from either vitamins or from the right foods. And a little bit of sun exposure is okay, but a little bit of protection is really important as well.
When you go to the beach, what do you bring for snacks?
Okay, snacks are like my favorite topic because I love to snack throughout the day. I always make sure to bring, you know, a beverage to keep me hydrated, so definitely water. Another beverage that I do like, but it's really fun for the summertime, it's called Truly Spiked and Sparkling, and this is a spiked sparkling water. And if you've never tried this before, you really want to listen up because this is a clean, crisp, and really refreshing alternative to light beers and wines and cocktails. It comes in this beautiful glass box, glass bottle, and it's got a hint of fruit, which is really nice for the summertime. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of carbs, and what's amazing is not only is it refreshing, but it really satisfies you without the added sugar and excess calories that a beer or a wine or a cocktail might have.
Who makes that? Where do you get that stuff?
The company is called Truly Spiked and Sparkling, and it's naturally gluten-free, which is important for a lot of people, made just with cane sugar, no artificial flavors or sweeteners, and it comes in 3 really lovely flavors, Colima Lime, Grapefruit and Pomelo, and Pomegranate. So if you put this in a cooler and you crack one open on the beach or, you know, during your party, you're going to love it. Your friends are going to love it. You're going to love it. So that's
nice.
One thing.
All right. Good suggestion. Thank you. Baja is here with us as someone promoting summer, Baja Takashian. Good day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885.
303-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
No.
He doesn't hate.
I don't hate. Where's the Magnificent Seven, Chuck? What's going on? Not sure they should clean my glasses or clean up my ears for this. Or perhaps neither. The theme music from Alien, which goes back to 1979.
No, that's actually, this score is from Alien. It's a sequel from 1986 that James Cameron directed. That was the composer, James Horner, who passed away, sadly, in a single-plane airplane crash last year. He composed that score. Really, I have one of my favorite films of all time, Aliens from 1976.
Why?
Because it's a great movie. And
what here's, makes it
here's,
great?
Here's a story if you're an Alien fan. Ridley Scott.
Or an alien.
I take it, Doug, that you're not. But anyway, Ridley Scott's directing Alien Covenant, which is a sequel to his Alien prequel, Prometheus. And that's good news if you like that film. Very divisive. But here's what's more interesting. Sigourney Weaver confirmed with Entertainment Weekly that director Neil Blomkamp, who did the movie District 9, a really good science fiction movie, is going to do a direct sequel to James Cameron's Aliens from 86, discarding the fact that Aliens 3 and 4 were ever made, which means Sigourney Weaver is going to come back. She's now 66. Michael Biehn will come back as the character that he played in that film, Hicks. And the little girl, Newt, who was killed off at the beginning of Alien 3, will return as an adult. And a lot of fans of that franchise love that idea, but it is bizarre that you would discard two entries in a canon franchise to go ahead and proceed with this project. I find it very interesting. I don't know how you feel, Doug.
I don't find it interesting at all. However, we will pursue other movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millward Brown National Survey data.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, Chucker, your turn to regale us with what's going on in the world of movie dumb videos, DVDs. What's in movie news today?
First off, Disney's going to release an extended trailer to Star Wars Rogue One next week. Expect the internet to blow up with interest on that trailer. Also, the internet's going to blow up because Universal's going to finally have the premiere of their rebooted Ghostbusters this Saturday night in Los Angeles. The one thing studios can't do anymore is hide from reaction because Twitter reaction is almost instantaneously. But here's the thing, Doug. I'm so confident that this Ghostbusters movie is going to be good that I personally had it booked at my local community theater.
Really?
Because I think
right, so
one is going to be good.
Hold on a second. I've been invited to a gala event focusing on an award for Warren Eckstein, or I could go to this with you, Jennifer, on Saturday in Hollywood. What do you think?
Which I know what I'd vote for.
Yeah.
Just don't tell Warren.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can go to that one. I'll go to Warren.
All right, fine.
We'll
you go to Warren.
Notes on
All right, that's
I kind of agree with Chuck, though. I feel like it might not be terrible.
I know. I don't think so.
What a way to describe something. It might not be terrible. Is
yeah,
a
and
good
if
promotion.
It is, sometimes there's humor in terrible. You know?
Yeah. Here's the thing why I think it's going to be good, because the director has given no signs that it's not going to be good. He directed the movie Spy with Melissa McCarthy, which is a really good film. He directed Bridesmaids, which is a
great.
Terrific comedy.
Yep.
Just because it's cast all female as Ghostbusters, there's just unwarranted hate on the internet, which I think is totally unjustified.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.